In regards to the transcript issue, would it not buttress your argument that you were involved and you had those 8 years of experience if people were able to see the documents? So why shouldn't they be released expeditiously?
Well, they are being released expeditiously. The archives has control over all the documents. They're not in the control of my husband. But under the law, which affects every president, there are certain rules that are set up as to how a president wants to proceed. And I think it's fair to say, and we can give you all the background on this, that Bill has said move as quickly as possible, release more documents, has said we don't need to review the vast majority of them. And that's what's happening. But I learned, it was much more than I even thought, that there are 100 million pages in the library, 20 million emails, and several hundred Freedom of Information Act requests. By law, they have to go through every page, not for us, but for their duty to history. They have to record every page. They have to also excise anything the archives believes is national security or other things that are listed in the law that I can't recall at the moment. Then every president is entitled to look at whatever the archives are about to release. There's been no involvement by anybody on behalf of the president before that moment. And I think that the president's staffs have like 30 days to make a decision. And the only reason that they can't stop it, that's not the whole point of it. It's that you then know, because once it's released, the questions about why did so-and-so say this about UFOs doesn't come to the archives, it comes to the president's staff. And I think there's so much misunderstanding. It's like people think we have boxes of records in our basement, and why don't I just come and get them and hand them over? And, you know, my husband has never blocked a record, ever. He has been the most forthcoming of all presidents. And in fact, when President Bush said, I want to stop all these papers from being released, Bill said, that's not how we're going to do it. So it's moving as rapidly as that process moves. And Bill and I have said, move as rapidly as you can move. But the fact is they have to do it in a certain order and they have to follow their process.
It sounds as if some records will be released in January.
And some records already have. We've already released, I believe, about a million pages. And it's released as soon as it possibly can be. And my understanding, again, I've not seen anything. I don't know anything about it. It's up to the archives, and that's the end of it as far as I'm concerned. But I believe that most of the requests have nothing to do with me. But there is a request that is in line to be released sometime in January, as I understand it.
So when those are released, give us a little hint. Will they reveal Hillary Clinton power broker, international ambassador of goodwill, Hillary Clinton policy wonk? I mean, what sort of picture?
Well, they could reveal all of the above that you have just described. I honestly don't know what's going to be revealed. I actually read in the press it's going to be schedules. So it may reveal the very ordinary life of moving from meeting to meeting, event to event, hostessing something here, talking somewhere there. I don't know. But if that's a true reflection of how I spent 8 years, it will be full of all the various responsibilities and tasks that I performed.